I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It's a very exciting time of year when avocados are a dollar each at the supermarket, Simon, and that's right now.
I know, it's like Christmas all over again.
I do feel a bit like it's an Easter egg, like you go in and there's these huge boxes full of shiny, glistening green eggs. Now, a couple of things I want to talk about on today's episode. Of course, what to do with these bountiful, cheap avocados, but also the difference in the two main varieties. Can we do that today?
Absolutely we can, Yumi. Let's unpack everything there is to know about the avocado.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is your 5-minute food fix with food editor and cookbook legend, Simon Davis, and myself, Yumi Steins. Avocados, as we know, are cheap as at the moment. Are they cheap down where you are as well?
They're getting that way, Yumi. Yes, they are. In fact, I found some that were 59 cents each the other
day. Are you kidding me?
They were very, very small, though.
Little eggy things.
But it's an exciting time because you never quite know when it's going to happen. Avocados grow really well here in Australia. We've got so many wonderful flavoured avocados, which is great, but they need good conditions, the right conditions to grow. And you sometimes you get a glut and they're cheap. At other times they can be $5-6 each, as we know, right?
I know. So I'm loving it sick, and I thought let's whack in an episode about what to do with those avocados. Before we get to that though, so far as I can see, there are two main types. There's the rough skinned, kind of lumpy ones, and then there's the more smooth skinned ones, which are really creamy. The skin's a little bit more fragile, and those are the ones that we currently have tons of here in Sydney. What are those called?
So there's actually about 30 types of avocados around the world. But two main types we get in Australia are those two types you've identified. The crinkly ones that aren't cheap at the moment are the Hass avocados. They're the ones that turn black as they kind of ripen.
Yeah.
The smooth skinned ones that are now cheap at the moment are called Shepherd avocados.
Oh, that's right. Shepherd. Right. Yes. Is there a much of a difference in flavour?
They're a bit creamier and a bit more delicate and subtle in flavour. Some avocado snobs go, oh, I don't want to touch the shepherds, but they're very good in their own way, Yumi. Yes, they do. They like that slightly more distinct flavour of a Hass avocado. But I think a shepherd can be brilliant, especially if you're kind of using it as the base for other flavours and playing on that avocado's great big strength, which is its creamy texture. Right?
Yeah, I'm not snobby about Shepherd versus Hass. Honestly, I think if I did a blind tasting, I couldn't tell a difference. But I am really enjoying the Shepherds right now because I think you eat them slightly firmer than you do with the Hass. So they're not as potentially sloppy or gooey or creamy.
Yeah, they can be eaten slightly firmer and taste nicer when they're slightly firmer. And when you do eat them in a creamy, gooey way, which I kind of really love, I do love a smashed avocado. You just need to squeeze a bit more lemon juice, sprinkle a little bit more salt in there, and you know, really amp up the flavour a little bit more.
So as usual, we want to talk through a few ways to use avocado. Of course, there's the infamous smashed avocado.
There is avocado, smashed avocado, or just sliced, but on toast, of course, the bane of millennials. It's why we all don't own our own homes, obviously. But we're spending too much in our local cafes on avocado. In fact, my one actually in Melbourne has a seasonal avocado toast that they wheel out every 3 months with great fanfare, and it costs $30.
Oh, like,
it is always delicious.
Sorry, it costs $30.
Yes, it does. Jesus. It tends to get sprinkled with things like
gold.
And gold. And you do have to sign, you know, a waiver that your firstborn child will be passed over or whatever. But it does taste delicious. It tastes very.
And what do you mean they make a flourish about the new season's avocados?
Well, they just switch the dish up to make it seasonal. So when the avocados change, they obviously change the variety of avocado that is used, but they also change all of the kind of accoutrements that go with the avocado dish.
Fancy.
You might fresh pea shoots on top, or basically anything to justify that incredibly expensive price.
So I had a great experience over the recent school holidays where my son, who just does not eat avocado, there's an extensive list of things that he doesn't eat. But he'd been swimming all morning and I had been sitting there with the car engine running saying, we have to go to our next road stop. Like we've got a 2-hour drive ahead of us. Let's go. And they actually just refused to get out of the water. So 2 hours passed and I was watching this. I had a nap. I read some of my book. And then finally they decided to agree to get in the car, by which time they were completely famished. And I was sitting in the driver's seat and I had some rice crackers and avocado and I scooped some of the avocado onto the rice cracker, handed it to my son, who hitherto has refused to eat the dreaded green mush. And he voraciously ate a half dozen of these delicious crackers and avocado, very winning combination, because he was so hungry. I considered that a huge win for the food fix. I was like, I'm fixing it one ingredient, one avocado at a time.
That's nicely done, Yumi. And you make a good point, actually. Just a smashed avocado can be a very simple thing. I think we all think guacamole, we've got to throw everything into this avocado and, you know, tons of chopped coriander and a bit of chili and lime juice. And there's a time and a place for that. And it's for grown-ups, really, isn't it? The moment you put a guacamole in front of a kid, they will crinkle their nose up and be done with it. But avocado, just smashed up like that, when your child is famished, is the way to go. Otherwise, even just a squeeze of lemon juice, a little bit of salt into the avocado, and it's delicious for anybody.
Heaven, really heaven. You know what we used to do when we were kids with the Japanese household of cooking style was put a little dash of soy sauce into the hole where the seed had laid, and then maybe a squeeze of lemon in there, and then just eat that on rice. Very yummy.
So good. Look, yeah. You could probably charge $30 at my local cafe for that. You sprinkle some black sesame seeds on top too, Yumi.
And use the word umami in the description of the food.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to bring us to again is another food that wins for kids. It basically is avocado sushi rolls, Simon. So you need the sheet seaweed, which is called nori in Japanese. It comes ready-made, ready to serve. It does get soggy. So if you buy good Japanese nori, you can keep it in the freezer. You need to cook the rice through absorption method. It's really, really quite tricky to do, but once you've nailed it, it's so rewarding. What I'm going to do, Simon, is put in our show notes proportions of rice to water. And if you've got kitchen scales, you can weigh the rice, then weigh the amount of water to add to it. And you'll come up with perfect rice if you follow my directions, okay? Why are you rolling your eyes at me?
No, I'm happy to follow directions for perfect rice. It's
perfect
important.
Rice. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I'm not kidding when I say I have spent literally decades perfecting this rice method and getting really, really anal, like down to the gram of how much water to rice ratio, cooking times, resting times, all of that. The only thing that I don't get too fussed about is the rice type. I just use medium grain cow roast and it's fine. So anyway, what you need to do is cook some Japanese style rice, lay out a sheet of that Japanese seaweed, shiny side down. Then you just lay out a layer of rice around about 1 centimeter thick. It doesn't reach either end, like margins on a notebook. So leave margins at the top, leave margins at the bottom, and then along the middle, stripes of sliced chunky avocado. I like to leave it pretty intact so you get the texture of the avocado. And if you want, and look, kids are unfussed. I'm an adult. I'm pretty unfussed about it. If you want, you could add things like Japanese mayonnaise, also known as Kewpie mayonnaise, a sprinkling of toasted sesame seeds, Japanese seaweed salad, which you buy pre-made from Asian grocers, some sort of cured tofu, things like that to embellish it. For my two kids, I wouldn't dare, Simon. I wouldn't dare. I would just maybe go a little bit of Kewpie mayonnaise, roll the whole thing up, and then close it like a big sausage. And then serve it to them by cutting it in half. So I wouldn't cut it into small discs like what you get at the sushi shop. They'd just get 2 hand-sized hand rolls and they'd dip those ends in soy sauce and eat them just like that.
Just perfect. It's one of my favorite sushi rolls too, Yumi.
Oh,
I just love
good,
the texture.
Isn't it? Now, this has been your 5-minute food fix. Like I said, check our show notes for any details on recipes that we've talked about. And what we're doing now is I am actually editing this show myself. Simon, as you know. So I'm spending a lot of time with this podcast, and I want you to help it to grow by sharing the podcast with your friends. Any episode that you really like, please send it on to somebody who really needs to hear it, because it will help our show to grow.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.